Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Stan Javier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 8th. The left fielder, John Moses. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Raleigh. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Gallego goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Bush steals second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Hubbard who tags Puckett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bush scores. It's 2-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore catches it and throws to second to double up Gaetti. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raleigh fires to first and picks off Henderson. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship pinch runs for Dave Parker. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moses. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Tony Phillips pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Phillips reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Lance Blankenship now playing second base. Gene Nelson now pitching. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Lansford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Burns now pitching. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.